The question is, what kind of ministry can a local church offer Christians battling with strongholds of fear, anger, or other crippling spiritual bondages?
I think with this question, we also need to include non-Christians. And there's a first step for a non-Christian in that, for someone who doesn't know God yet and doesn't know that Jesus is their saviour, as a local church, we want to start there. We want to share with them the good news of the gospel, the fact that God loves them, the fact that he sent his son to die for them. But as a local church, how do we support people who are battling with a whole lot of things? I think the first place we start is that we are friends and we share fellowship with them. We do it unconditionally. We do it non-judgmentally. We offer an ear to listen, because anybody who's dealing with any sort of problem is helped when they have someone to share it with. Someone who'll listen empathetically, who'll ask a question, a leading question to say, did I understand that right? You've said this. Would you like to say, you know, would you like to tell me a bit more about that? So we need to be a listening ear. And we also need to be ready to share the truth that we know. When someone says to me, I'm overwhelmed by my fear, I need to be ready to say to them, there is an answer to your fear, and it's in the Bible, and it's what God does in our lives. So we start by being friends. Then the next step, and I think this is one of the most important things, is that we need to pray for them, and if they'll let us, pray with them. Even if they say, no, I don't want to pray with you, or I don't feel like I can pray with you, we can pray for them, and we can pray for them consistently. And as the opportunity arises, we can let them know, I prayed for you today. I know tomorrow is going to be stressful for you. I'll pray for you. And as we pray, God works. Because it's not us who can solve or fix their problems. So we pray for them. We encourage them to learn what the Bible has to say. Being part of a growth group is a wonderful way to be able to find out what the Bible says about fear, about anger, about addiction, about other challenges that can grip our lives. And as we share in a small group and as we build relationships and confidence with a group, then we can share with them and say, as I did on Tuesday night at my Bible study group, I'm really struggling. Please pray for me. And this week I had several people who messaged me and said, I prayed for you this week. And as I prayed for you, God gave me this hymn or this Bible verse. And in that way, we pick each other up and we carry each other. So if you're someone who deals with these sort of issues, join a Bible study group. We have many here across the different age ranges, and we have all women's groups, we have a men's group, we have mixed groups. Find a group that suits you and join it and listen to what God has to say. There's also, beyond our individual Bible study groups, and that's Christians sharing one with each other, there are those who've done extra biblical training, our pastors, our elders, people that are experienced in the faith to whom we can go and say, I'm really struggling with this question. And they can help us to understand what the scripture has to say. They can encourage us in the things that might give us a book that you can read, because there's lots of helpful books. They might encourage us to go and talk to someone that they know who has particular skill in dealing with a particular issue. If we know of someone in our group who's struggling, then we need to be ready to do as people have done for me and share a verse, share a hymn, ask meaningful questions. One of the questions we ask in society when we meet is, how are you? And we say, very well, thank you, with a smile stuck on our face. But we need to practice asking, how are you? And really meaning the question and being ready to listen to the answer. Sometimes we need to encourage people to go and seek help of a medical or of a psychiatric or psychological nature. And being able to say to someone that with whom you've built a relationship, have you talked to your GP about this? Or to say, I had a problem like this and I found it helpful to talk to so-and-so. So be ready to share your experience, ready to encourage them to find help, primarily in the Bible, but also to use the other things that God has given us, the other services that God has made available to us, so that people can find help. And the last thing I've put down is persistence. Don't give up. Don't give up on them. If they're dealing with anger or fear, then there are times when you will cop their anger or their fear. But don't give up. Be a persistent friend. Be a persistent prayer. Be a persistent sharer of the scriptures. Because God won't give up on them, and God won't give up on your relationship with them either. So the local church has a lot to offer to people who deal with all sorts of problems, whether it's fear, whether it's anger, whether it's addiction, whether it's, I don't know, you can put your own fill in the blanks. But be part of a church, be part of a group of Christians, and see what God can do for you.